Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. On this week's show, we're going to talk about smartphones that use the Windows 8 operating system and how they can be made accessible for the visually impaired.
Microsoft has partnered with Code Factory to make Windows 8 smartphones accessible. We'll speak with Melanie Endres of Code Factory about mobile accessibility, a suite of applications which have been especially designed for the blind with a simplified interface whose textual information is spoken using a speech synthesis engine.
And towards the end of the show, we'll be talking a little bit about how Code Factory has been reinventing themselves since the advent of all these smartphones.
But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is there's some exciting news from GW Micro. And here's an excerpt from their recent press release. GW Micro is proud to make a revolutionary announcement. GW Micro and Microsoft Corporation have partnered to make WindowEyes available to users of Microsoft Office at no cost. WindowEyes is a screen reader that enables people who are blind, visually impaired, or print disabled to have full access to Windows PCs and makes the computer accessible via speech and/or Braille. And the press release goes on to give many more details, but we'll have a link to that in the show notes for this show.
So if you're running a copy of Microsoft Office 2010 or later, you might want to avail yourself of this offer. Now, of course, like many free offers, there are a few caveats. If you want to receive a CD to install the program rather than download it, there is an extra charge. And if you want some of the Braille documentation and/or large print documentation that is provided by GW Micro, that's also available at an extra charge. Also, if you want to use some of the Eloquence or Vocalizer voices, apparently those will be at an extra charge also, but I'm sure you can use the sappy voices that come along with Windows. In addition, you'd want to buy the full product if you're interested in unlimited text support. But in either case, that's really an exceptional offer. WindowEyes is a fully functional screen reader with scripting capabilities, and the program is fully functional. And later on in the program, we'll be talking about Code Factory and another interesting partnership with Microsoft.
Let's start by meeting Melanie Endres and learning a bit about Code Factory.
My name is Melanie Endres. I'm Code Factory Sales Director. Code Factory is a Spanish company which is based outside Barcelona. And the company actually was founded in 98. Our company started out when we did educational computer games for blind and visually impaired customers. And this all didn't start because we had a great link to the blind or visually impaired, or that someone had a family member that was blind or visually impaired, or even one of our staff. It was just really business at that point because we got from onset the request who can do educational video or computer games for the blind, because back in 99 there was just nothing like that on the market. So we just went into that field and it all really started to develop from there.
Do you still have any of those available?
No. Because we were paid back then by Onset to develop those games. So if anyone would like to have any of those games, they would need to contact Onset for that.
Do you have their website?
Then their website, it's all in Spanish. Yes, the website would be cidat.onset.es, which is spelled cidat.once.es.
And notice that she did not put www at the beginning, and if you do, you won't get to the website. But don't worry about the fact that it's in Spanish. Some of the browsers will actually help you translate websites from one language into another.
So Melanie, can you give us a quick rundown of Code Factory's major products these days?
Our main product lines today are still MobileSpeak for Symbian phones. We also have mobile magnifiers for Symbian phones, but this for the US is not that interesting anymore because I think we can call this already a dead platform. We have mobile accessibility also out there on the Google Play or the Play Store, what it's called now. And there's quite a lucky few out there in the US that can actually get the product free of charge. And they are the customers from AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, Boost and Virgin Mobile, as they offer this product free of charge to their customers. And for those that are with any other carriers, they can purchase that product on the Play Store, mobile accessibility for Android.
And many of you might already be familiar with the name Code Factory because they really were some of the first people to make these early phones accessible to the visually impaired. Some came with very limited voice accessibility built in, but as people wanted to do more and more with their phones, this wasn't built into the operating systems back then. And Code Factory in particular made it possible for visually impaired people to use some of these functions before we saw some of the things like the iOS phones and Android phones these days that have some of that accessibility built right in. So then I take it after you did the game development, you somehow got into developing software for mobile phones and making those accessible to the visually impaired.
Well, that was actually very closely linked because that way with our computer games, we got to know people from ONTHE, which is Europe's biggest blind organization. And you get to know blind people. And that was just when the big boom started on mobile devices around the year 2000. And everyone wanted to have a mobile device and everyone started having a mobile device. And we were just running into this really shocking reality that blind people just had those huge difficulties to be able to use a mobile device because suddenly you don't know who's calling. It was really hard for them to dial a number or when you came up with text messages. Those people, they just couldn't read any text messages or send any text messages. When we saw the need for making mobile devices accessible, it's when we really put ourselves to work into that field and came up with actually the very first mobile accessibility was called back then as well for Symbian devices.
Those phones were not very accessible out of the box back then, were they?
Nothing at all. Zero.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is the accessibility of Windows 8 smartphones, thanks to software developed by Code Factory.
Well, today we thought we'd like to focus on some of the new apps you've made to make Windows 8 phones more accessible to the visually impaired. Can you tell us a little bit about what your company makes that's available?
Yeah, we did a product that's available in the US for Windows Phone 8 devices. The version it's available on is called GDR3. So everyone that has a Windows mobile device and can update to GDR3 will be able to have this, but it's only available in the US and it's only available in English.
Do you plan on rolling that out to other countries?
The product is a Microsoft product. We have developed this product, but it's not our product. So it's a Microsoft product. So it's their decision where and in what languages to offer the product.
I was under the impression that Windows 8 had some intrinsic accessibility built in. I'm not sure how Windows 8 on a smartphone differs from Windows 8 on a tablet, but maybe you can enlighten us a little bit.
Well, actually, I think we need to go back a little bit to how it works in other platforms. I know everyone almost knows how it works, but if you, for example, have like an iPhone, it's already accessible almost out of the box, while with Windows Phone 8, you will still have to activate it, like a little bit like we're all familiar with, I guess, with activating TalkBack on the Android platform. So in your Windows Phone 8 device, you go to Settings, Accessibility, and then you have an option there. You can turn on Mobile Accessibility.
And so this allows you to have many of the features you would have on other smartphones in terms of navigating and having voice feedback if you can't see the screen.
Well, you will need sighted help.
To turn it on.
Yes, exactly.
But once you turn it on, you should be ready to go. Is that the idea?
Well, you're ready to go, but then it's mobile accessibility is a suite of accessible applications. So it means your device will be accessible within the suite of applications.
Can you go over some of the main features of accessibility that this enables?
It's really just an application you install on your device, which allows you within that application to be able to use your phone. You will be able to make phone calls. You will be able to receive messages. You can write messages. You can call numbers. You get an accessible dial pad. You can have access to your emails. You have a web browser. So you have all those basic functions to be able to use your device.
So it sounds to me like you basically made some self-voicing apps that are all independent of each other, but they are all similar in that they're accessible via voice output.
What we can't really say is that this is a screen reader product. We have to be honest, so no one gets the wrong idea. So far on Windows Phone 8, there's no screen reader available in that sense. When you compare it to other platforms, it's really just a suite of accessible applications.
Got it. Instead of having the entire phone accessible from the OS on up, these are self-voicing applications. Is that right?
Yes.
That's the distinction you're trying to make here.
Yes.
So in other words, if we put on some third-party app, it may not necessarily be voiced with the tools that are on the Windows 8 phone. But it does sound like at least we can work many of the applications that people would commonly use on a phone if they wanted to use a Windows 8 smartphone.
So you basically wrote an entirely different mail client that speaks as opposed to enabling speech on the pre-existing mail client?
Yes.
Well, that's a lot of extra work for you guys, but I suppose if that's what's possible, that's what you do.
It's just each operating system has a different level of accessibility and a different level of how you can access actually that information with a screen reader, let's say. And there are just some platforms that where it's still quite difficult to have this possible to really access with your screen reader. So it has to be actually done. I think the best is always like Apple has done it with their VoiceOver, that it's really an in-house development. So it comes really within the basic functions of a device where you have access to all the functions. You don't need an accessibility API, so you really have this within your product from scratch.
Now, when people buy this set of applications from Code Factory that are accessible, do they pick and choose which ones they want, like pick a mail client and a web browser, but not maybe a document reader, or do you get the whole suite of applications? Are they all bundled?
No, you get the whole bundle.
We've been talking about mobile accessibility and what it's capable of. Well, Code Factory has a demonstration of it on their website, and here's an excerpt from the beginning of that demonstration.
This is a demo of Mobile Accessibility, an application for Android developed by Code Factory. Mobile Accessibility is a suite of 10 accessible applications. I simply move my finger around the screen and Mobile Accessibility reads aloud the information which is under my finger using Nuances, Vocalizer, Voice Synthesis. Let's explore the screen from the top left.
Phone.
I double tap anywhere on the screen to open.
Phone. List. Missed Caroline Ruggett.
At the top of the screen you will find a call number button. Double tap to open the dial pad.
Dial pad, dialog, 5.
Then simply move your finger around the screen.
3, 6.
And lift your finger to mark.
6, 9, 8, 8.
When you finish entering the number you want to call, double tap on the dial button which is at the bottom of the screen.
This demonstration goes on to cover all the major functions of mobile accessibility. So if you want to hear how any of those work, just get hold of the demonstration and listen to it.
Again, you can get that from the links on our website. But anyway, I wanted to point out that he did mention that this is how it works on the Android phone in that demonstration. At the time of the recording of the show, they didn't have a specific demonstration for Windows 8, but the software works very much the same. And so the demonstration would sound very similar on a Windows 8 machine. But this is, as I pointed out before, how accessibility started on many of these phones before, for instance, Google started integrating more robust accessibility into their operating systems. People used to buy the Code Factory suite and put it on their Android systems. But these days, Google's come a long way, and so we don't need those specialized tools anymore.
And likewise, the Apple products have their own accessibility built in.
And I'm sure Microsoft will get there someday, but if you need to use a Windows 8 phone these days, this certainly makes it possible. Now, I'm a little bit confused. Earlier on, you referred to this as a Microsoft product. What is the collaboration with Code Factory? Did you write this code for Microsoft for them to distribute, or are you selling it?
We've done the development for that.
Where do people go to find this?
They can find it within their devices.
So it comes built into the phone?
Yes, but you have to activate it like when you have an Android device and you need to activate TalkBack.
So basically, every Windows 8 phone comes with a mobile accessibility that Code Factory wrote, but nobody knows it's there until they activate it, and then everybody can use it if they've activated it.
Yes, exactly. Everybody in the US.
Got it. Well, right, because you said they were still deciding on languages and locations and stuff.
And you must go through some kind of registration process and then arrange some way of paying while you're enabling this suite of applications?
Well, this application is totally free of charge for Microsoft customers.
Oh, so that really works pretty well.
Yes.
If somebody goes to the relevant app store for that device and they want to download their favorite newspaper or anything else, will they not have access to that? That won't be usable with speech?
It will only be accessible if they use the internet for doing so. So that means, let's take our famous example. Let's say we take Facebook. Mm-hmm. So if you check your Facebook in the internet, then it will be accessible with the web browser. But if you have an application called Facebook on your device, this won't work.
Oh, so that'll cover almost everything.
Everything that's on the web.
Yeah, well, there's a lot on the web.
Yes.
Have you managed to get any of your Braille support into the suite of applications for Windows 8 devices?
No.
So not yet.
No, and it won't be integrated there.
Now, if someone purchases a Windows 8 phone today and they're looking for this suite of applications and how to turn this on, how would they go about doing it? Where do they find it?
They should be able, when they just go to Settings Accessibility, there should be an option that's called Mobile Accessibility, and they just need to turn that on.
Well, that sounds pretty easy then.
Yes, yes.
What kind of configuration settings is the user able to set for themselves?
Well, for now, it's quite a still basic setting configuration you can do, but obviously you can do the phone settings. You can change the incoming call ringtone. And then for the general settings, you can do speech settings such as rate, pitch, and punctuation verbosity. For the text input, you have keyboard options, speak, deleted chars, secret mode for passwords, and so on. And you also have audio and vibration configuration, like feedback for navigation, stop speech when tapping, and so on.
So we actually have listeners all over the world. I assume your products are available all over the world, wherever the phones are available.
Yes, exactly. Especially for, let's say, more developing countries, we really always recommend, as for now, they're still on the market on OV Store, on Nokia Symbian devices. It's a product out there. It's called Nokia Screen Reader, which is a basic version of our mobile speak for Symbian phones, and that's offered free of charge. So anyone out there that has a mobile device running on Symbian and never had the possibility to actually purchase this kind of software, especially back then, for Symbian devices, it was a very expensive product. It's now available free of charge, Nokia Screen Reader on OV Store. I think that's very important for your listeners to know as well.
Well, and in some of these remote areas, a cell phone is oftentimes the only way people can communicate with the rest of the world.
Exactly. And then especially when we look into poorer countries, like, for example, we have huge download numbers each day in India. It's just because those people, their only way of communication, they don't have a computer, they don't have an iPad, they don't have any of this high technology. The only really way they have to be able to connect to the world is through their mobile devices. So we're very happy that we can still offer some products, and especially when they're free of charge for this kind of customers.
Yeah, that's great. Now, just to avoid further confusion, all of this availability around the world that Melanie was just talking about is terrific, but we need to remember from earlier in this show when she said that the mobile access to the Windows 8 phones is only in the US and only in English. So don't get confused between the two. They're making lots of other kinds of smartphones accessible in the entire world, but not the Windows 8. If people are interested in learning more about Code Factory in particular, where would they go?
Code Factory has a website. It's www.codefactory.es.
And ES means it's in Spain.
Yes, exactly.
But basically, they would get this product with their Windows 8 mobile device.
Yes, exactly.
Or if they were looking for some consultants in making their apps accessible.
Oh, they can definitely contact us as well, and we will be more than happy to teach them how to do their apps and how to make them accessible.
Now for this week's final segment, what Code Factory is planning for the future in light of all of the changes in the available smartphone market?
We came all this long way from 2003, 10 years of screen reader development, and we were the only ones making devices accessible, and thank God then the world changed and the iPhone came out and they were the first ones having their own screen reader free of charge for customers. That was obviously a huge improvement for all blind and visually impaired people all over the world. Obviously for us as a company making our living with screen readers, that was a big shock to us. I mean, our development days of screen readers are obviously over now. But we have a lot of hope and working very hard towards being at least like a consultant for these companies, also for Google. I mean, we have such a huge experience in developing screen readers. I mean, you don't only have to be a great developer for being able to do a screen reader. You also really need to know what makes a screen reader a good screen reader.
Right. We talk with people about that a lot in terms of it's not just the technologies and can you do certain functions, but usability and how efficiently visually impaired people might use these. So they might use these tools differently. How they interact with web pages is a little different. And to have that kind of knowledge and testing, I think is very important.
Oh, yes. And especially what we also have, and it's not me just saying this, it's just the feedback we had from people, is like our Braille support, for example. I mean, it's so many years of improving Braille support for mobile devices. So we really hope that this is not going to die with us not doing any more screen readers for the blind and visually impaired ourselves.
So if there ceases to be a need for the screen readers that Code Factory has been developing for smartphones, what do you expect Code Factory to do instead?
Now we have accessible mobile devices. This is great. This is huge. This is the first big step.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, what about applications? What do we do with our smartphones?
Yes.
We all download applications every day. We use different kinds of applications on our devices. And how frustrating is it for a visually impaired or blind person when you get this, oh, there's this great app out there, and you go and download this application, and then you see it's not accessible with your screen reader.
Right.
So we really also want to focus more into that direction as a company and really do accessibility consulting for companies that do application development, because we just think there is a lack of knowledge out there. I think most of the developers, they have never even thought about this huge problem.
What are some examples of apps that you think should be more accessible than they are?
If you look now at different sectors, like for example, a bank should never bring out an application for the customers to be able to manage their accounts online on your smartphone if it's not accessible to the screen reader. You cannot just leave this huge part of the population out of using your application. Or let's take another example. One of the big aims is, for example, when you have like applications for looking for a job. If those applications are not accessible for the blind and visually impaired with their screen readers, you again leave exactly this part of the population out of being able to find a job from their mobile devices. So we really want to focus in the future on application developers to explain, to train, and obviously to also make this a new business model for us to really make it possible for blind and visually impaired people in the future to be able to use their devices just as anyone else.
So by consulting with these application developers and teaching them what needs to happen in order to make these things accessible, you don't necessarily have to be writing the screen readers yourself anymore to make these applications and phones accessible. That's a great model.
We hope it's going to work.
It is a change.
It's a huge change for us.
But it's great that after many years of making tremendous contributions to accessibility, that Code Factory seems to be up to the challenge of reinventing themselves to continue to make contributions in the future to enhance the accessibility of a wide range of products and helping other developers make their products the best they can be for the visually impaired community. I wish them good luck.
They've been doing great things and really enhancing the lives, at least in terms of interacting with technology, of blind people for a long time. And with that track record, we expect and wish them great success in the future.
And remember, you didn't have to be writing down all the information and contacts and links and things like that. There will be all those in the show notes. So if you just go there for this show, you'll find it all. You can listen to the old audios on smartphones, compare them, and check out our many other resources.
That's it for show number 1405. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking with Lainey Feingold, a lawyer who does what she calls structured negotiations for information access. So if you run into a situation where you think something should be accessible and it isn't, Lainey Feingold spends her entire career brokering negotiations between people who have problems and the companies and providers who they are asking to provide a better solution.
If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.